Mairead McGuinness, Fine Gael MEPs this week held an exchange of views with British MEPs, both those in favour and against the UK withdrawing from the EU ahead of the upcoming Brexit referendum on June 23rd. So how did this meeting go? Did you get to highlight, for example, the uncertainty that this referendum is causing in the markets? We see that sterling has fallen again against the euro to 78 pence to the euro.
Well, I have to say that all this week in Strasbourg, there's been a huge focus on this referendum that's taking place in the United Kingdom. So this coming together with the Irish and British members of Parliament was to try and just hear what's happening on the ground. And yes, we debated all of the issues. The arguments clearly from our side were very much for the United Kingdom staying within the European Union. And we listened to the arguments of those who think otherwise. I mean, from an Irish perspective, and because my constituency of Midlands North West borders the six counties of Northern Ireland, I spoke with great passion about my memory of the borders of the past as a child and how I did not want to see that return should the UK leave the European Union. But that is the reality of what will happen if the United Kingdom is no longer a member of the European Union. So it was a very focused debate. It was very much dealing with the practical implications, the political implications, the implications for citizens north and south on the island of Ireland, but also for British citizens moving within the European Union. So I think it probably was interesting from both sides. We're not going to change those who are committed to leaving the European Union at all, and indeed we would not try. But I do think there's a middle ground in the United Kingdom of people who want information and who are still deciding how they will vote. The fact that we have had so many people register to vote in the last hours, and indeed the system had to be extended to allow for that, means there is great political engagement in the United Kingdom on this issue. And I think that's really welcome. I think the debate in the United Kingdom, for all of the concerns I have around a Brexit, the debate is really important and very welcome.
Now, you touched on the border there and the consequences for it. Did you get to highlight the Irish viewpoint that the border will change if there is a Brexit, because it will no longer be an Irish-UK border, it will be an EU-UK border. Now, many pro-leave campaigners are saying there doesn't need to be any changes, there shouldn't be any need for border controls or any trade barriers.
Look, there's a lot of talk about borders across the European Union at the moment. There are borders reappearing within Europe, but we're talking about external European Union borders. And if the United Kingdom leaves the European Union, the border between Louth and Northern Ireland, or you know, the Republic and the North of Ireland, will have to be brought back in, because it will be an external border. What that means is restrictions, at the very least, on the movement of people, cars, goods, services, so that people will have more difficulty doing business. And there are a lot of people who live in Northern Ireland and work in Ireland. There are a lot of people who live in Ireland and work in Northern Ireland. It's just the border is invisible at the moment, even though it exists. But if the United Kingdom leaves the European Union, in my view, there is no way that we can avoid having a physical border to mark where the European Union ends and where a non-EU member state begins, in other words, the United Kingdom. And there are a lot of very, very difficult consequences that will flow from that. There are also concerns around what that would mean for the peace process, for the very fragile relationships between the communities in Northern Ireland. And I see where some of our clergy and religious leaders have also been raising this particular issue. And, you know, the European Union has been hugely influential in terms of the Irish peace process, and long may that continue. And I would be concerned that a Brexit might make that influence less and have an undesirable consequence on what is a fragile relationship building exercise. And the other issue is the relationship between Ireland as a sovereign state and the United Kingdom has never been better because of the European Union, and because we had a place where our ministers would meet the UK ministers every month and have informal conversations. And the networking that the EU has allowed for has certainly helped make us better friends, better neighbours. And I wouldn't like to see that damaged either, should there be a Brexit.
Now, did those UK MEPs who are pro-exit try to urge you to ensure that in the event of a Brexit, that things would run smoothly in terms of the border, in terms of trade and so on?
I suppose what I'm getting difficulty with sometimes is trying to understand how those MEPs who want Britain to leave the United Kingdom will say to me, but nothing will change between us thereafter. And frankly, that just doesn't make sense to me, because we might like for nothing to change, but it is untenable that the other 27 member states, including ourselves, would say to a country that opts out that nothing will change between us, that it will remain the same, but what? And therefore, the uncertainty that is currently around, you know, currencies are being impacted by it, investment decisions are being delayed. There's huge uncertainty at the moment. If there's an actual Brexit, I think that uncertainty will deepen, because nobody has really given me a path or shown to UK citizens what the relationship will be post Brexit, how the United Kingdom will link with the rest of Europe, how it will be treated by us when there is a Brexit, because we will be deciding the terms of the exit, and how long that process will take. There's a very big leap into a very deep hole that is dark and uncertain and probably quite unimaginable at the moment.